describe the feeling, what it feels like to be headed to the playoffs?
It's hard to describe. I'm just so happy for these guys. These guys deserve an opportunity to get in the tournament, and it's been a lot of hard work from a lot of different people, and you know, we're looking forward to next week and hope we can just build one after another.
Talk us through that third down run there, Marcus, near the end, kind of the decision making that went on.
I can't really. It just was something. They covered it well and kind of understood the situation. Wanted to make a play for the guys and just was able to do it.
Yeah, I haven't seen you use a stiff arm like that a whole lot. How did it kind of go off as planned?
Well, I learned from a couple guys that we got in the backfield. So, I just kind of understood the situation. It's hard to describe. It's just kind of more instinctual and just trying to make a play.
Like Woodyard said that they kind of talked to you during the week about taking stuff like that if you got it. They seemed to be very pleased and proud at the way that unfolded. Do you remember that conversation?
Absolutely. And, again, it's a privilege to play with these guys. You know, a lot of these older guys I look up to and learn a lot from. And for them to just you know, bring me aside and talk to me about, you know, just playing my game. It meant a lot to me, and just really appreciative of the fact that they took the time.
Kind of popped up with a little bit of a, I don't know what you call it, swagger maybe, a little confidence after that. Can you talk about that a little bit? Were you feeling good about things at that moment?
Just excited.
Were you looking at anybody specific?
Not necessarily.
With the way things were going in the first half there, with obviously keying on Derek, did you know at halftime you were going to have to put more of it on your shoulders?
Yeah, and I mean, you got to give credit to the Jaguars. They played the run well. I still thought we were able to do some good things on the ground, found ways to convert some first downs. But, you know, sometimes those things happen, and, you know, you just got to make a play.
Can you talk about, Marcus, the fumble, I guess, that went the other way, and maybe what was the mindset after that happened and the lead had been shrunk to 15-10?
Well, that's on me. I can't put Derek in that situation. You know, I got to be better for that. And I mean, our mentality didn't change. We understood that. You know, if we just get a few first downs, get some rhythm going, you know, we can win the game.
When you say that was on you,
my footwork was horrible, and kind of put him in a bad spot. And that was on me.
Derek said it was all him. But was that a turning point for you where you felt you had to redeem yourself? I mean, because things really looked like they were about to go the other way. You seemed to play more swagger after that.
I guess. I mean, honestly, my mentality throughout a game doesn't change. I understand situations. I understand that you got to make a play, and that's all I really did.
Marcus, you guys wait till week 17 to lock up the spot. There's another team in this town that was the last team in the playoffs last year, and things went pretty well for them. Did you take anything from that?
Some energy, some enthusiasm. It's great for the city. I know for me, we're just very appreciative of the fact that we had our fans here tonight. And again, we're excited. Hopefully we can take it just as far as they did.
You feel any better this week, Marcus, in terms of your health?
For the most part.
Much better than last week?
Kind of. I mean, it's week 17. You know, I think everybody at this point in the season, you know, is playing banged up. So I'm no different.
Just to kind of follow on that, I think you ran 9 times today, which is season high. You know, was there more of that planned, or do you feel like most of that was off of scrambles?
I would say a good amount of it was just off scrambles. Again, they did a good job of covering. They found ways to get some pressure a little bit, and sometimes you just got to make a play.
You know, you're pleased that you guys overcome the mistakes. You go in the playoffs now thinking that it'd be hard to survive the mistakes. Do you need to play cleaner?
We understand we can handle anything. Confidence, I think, should be there for these guys, for us. And no matter what happens, whatever the situation may be, I think we're prepared for it. And we've kind of dealt with everything throughout this season and whatever's thrown at us in the playoffs, we're excited just to take that challenge.
It was year three for you and your end, but I know a lot of other guys have said we're doing this for guys that have been here for 8-9 years. Is that kind of the feeling you have?
Absolutely, well? Absolutely. And to see the joy and the happiness, you know, guys like Jarrell and you know, and D. Morg and Brett, you know, I think that's what makes it satisfying for all of us. And you know, this isn't the end. This is just another step in our chapter. And you know, we're looking forward to the challenge. We can't wait to get this thing going again. But it's a step in the right direction.
You may have just answered there, but is the mindset already switched to, hey, we're in, to now, hey, let's do more than just a one and done here?
For sure. And it's nice to enjoy this, but it's just a start. And can't be satisfied with just getting in. We want to make a splash and you know, if we get some of these wins.
Surprised to be heading to Kansas City?
I'm sorry?
Surprised to be heading to Kansas City?
Okay, that's the first. Okay, cool. Looking forward to it.
Did you not know that?
I heard a little bit of it. Wasn't totally sure, so thank you for that.
What did you can take from last year's experience out there?
Well, it was cold, so I'm sure we'll get some more of that. But, again, they got a good team, a playoff team that's consistently been there. And, you know, we got to work cut out for us. And, you know, if we can build off what we did last year.
Only kind of heads into the playoffs still having not played his best football.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think it should be a confidence booster for us as a team because, you know, we're playing good enough to win. But at the same time, if we play a complete game, I think we can play with anybody.